Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. A little Aerosmith bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob McTeer is our guest, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, former member of the FOMC, currently senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Look for his name there on that website, and you can find the things that he writes. Also, Forbes.com. You're a fellow contributor to Forbes.com with me, so I see your stuff there all the time, Bob. In fact, you wrote some interesting pieces recently that I wanted you to share with us, and including as we talk about deflation. We talked about in the previous segment the mandate by the Fed and by the European Central Bank to not have deflation, to have a little bit of inflation, to keep monetary policy such that we have a little bit of inflation. But more and more, Bob, you and I have talked about this over the years, more and more it seems like deflation is becoming a bigger concern. What do you think?
No doubt about it. Japan's been fighting it now for about two decades.
Yeah.
And Europe, being sort of dysfunctional, is slipping into very close to deflation. Their inflation rate in most of their countries are well under 1% now. And I think maybe the Eurozone as a whole had a negative inflation rate the last month they reported it.
Right.
The problem with that is once you get deflation, everybody anticipates it, and nobody wants to spend any money. They say, well, it'll be cheaper next month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very hard to get people to spend their way out of a deflationary situation because it goes against their individual interests to do so.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about this? Tell the audience the difference between why deflation is so much uglier than inflation.
Well, inflation may take a while to bring under control with tight monetary policies and better fiscal policies, but deflation seems to be harder. And prices don't fall easily. When they're falling, they're very sticky, so it creates a lot of unemployment. People do not have their nominal wages go down. That would be helpful during a deflation.
Right.
Instead, they just get laid off, unemployment rises.
Well, what happens is when you have a deflationary trend, people wait to purchase till the price goes down a little bit more, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And,
which is
and
the opposite.
Rational to do so,
mm-hmm.
As individuals. It's a fallacy of composition problem. You know, what's good for each individual is not good for the group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, do you see Europe? I mean, Europe's already in deflationary period, aren't they right now?
Yeah, you might say that they're barely into it, or maybe they haven't been into it too long.
Right.
But yeah, I think they are into it, and they've got this phenomenon that in several countries, short-term interest rates are negative, official rates.
And see, that's the thing. If you remember, Bob, over the last 6 or 7 years, we have said that the Fed has had, you know, they dropped interest rates, so they ran out of that ammunition. Then they started buying, you know, they did the quantitative easing, $3-4 trillion worth. That was a new weapon that they hadn't used before. That's got all kinds of issues going on. They can't, that they've quit doing the quantitative easing. They can't lower rates anymore. They've run out of bullets, haven't they?
Well, you could always go back to quantitative easing. Just because rates won't go down doesn't mean that expansion of the money supply would be ineffective.
Yeah.
However, the banks have hoarded a lot of the reserves created through quantitative easing, and the retail money supply has really not been growing all that fast. If you judge monetary policy by money, as Milton Friedman used to do, it's not been all that expansionary.
Right.
In recent years, M2 money supply has grown about 7% a year. Its velocity has declined about 3% a year, and that leaves us 4% a year nominal GDP growth, which is divided about half into real growth and half into inflation. Mm-hmm. And lately, that division has shifted a little bit, more real growth, less inflation.
What does all this mean to small businesses out on Main Street, Bob?
It's a tough environment to work in. They need a buoyant economy where where people are spending freely. They just have to limp along until the overall economy improves and things will presumably become easier.
As you may know, I'm a big detractor of Wall Street's practicing financial capitalism, not adding value, growing their own little piece of the pie without adding any value, without investing in the marketplace. I'm a big detractor of them for doing that. Do you think that's contributing to any of this?
Yeah, well, and it also is largely the cause of it. This whole thing started with a collapse in lending standards on houses,
right.
But
right.
That wasn't mainly banks. That was non-bank lenders usually.
Right.
But then it was the New York investment banks that packaged these terrible loans up into securities and sold them all over the world.
That's how we got where we are right now. But now we still have corporations who still aren't investing in the economy, Bob. They're growing their own little world without ever putting any investment out there to for contracts. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit more and also get Bob's opinion of what the Fed is going to do. What will be their announcement today? After these messages, Tim Till, Bob McTeer's our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.